Well, today we have in the studio with us Kate Olson. She is going to talk a little bit about the Master Gardener training, which is coming up here very soon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good time of the year for talk master gardening?
Yes, everything is green and growing, and if we get just a little bit more rain, it'll be growing even more. But yeah, this is a beautiful time of year to think and talk about gardens.
Well, I know folks sometimes think gardening is all about the spring, getting it all ready, getting it planted, getting it organized, getting it set so it's going to look beautiful later and you can just sit back and enjoy it. It doesn't really work that way, does it?
That would be great if it did. No, not necessarily. This is the time of the year when the weeds give you that strong push to take over the garden, so...
Running a garden is like running a mini farm in some respects. You've got to make sure the water's there, the sun's there, all appropriately. And then you have to make sure that you keep those weeds and things out of there, too. But being a master gardener is much more than just that. We want to talk a little bit about some of what folks will be able to pick up on with this training. How often do you do the training?
The training is offered once a year from campus. We do not host here in Cass County every year. We kind of try and rotate with the counties around us, break that up a little bit, but it is offered on a statewide level every fall. And Cass County is going to be one of the host locations this year, and we're hoping to get a good class of master gardeners together to take the class and start doing excellent work here in Cass County.
It seems like we've had a lot of success with people getting involved in the Master Gardener program here locally.
Yes, we've traditionally had a very strong Master Gardener program. Statewide Master Gardener trainings began in 1979, and we trained our first class of Master Gardeners here sometime in the mid-80s, and we've been going strong ever since. My best guess would be we've probably put around 80 to 100 folks here in Cass County through the Master Gardener program at one time or the other, and of course, as folks change what is going on in their lives. Some of them stick with the program, some of them drop out of the program, and some of them move out of the community. But we've got a pretty good, strong core of about 30 to 35 enrolled master gardeners right now that are actively keeping up their volunteer hours. So we have a very strong group, and they do a lot of activities in the community. They're very visible, not only in Atlantic, but also across the county and even outside the county.
What reasons do you hear from them why they decided to get involved in the Master Gardener program in the first place?
The primary reason that a lot of them decided to get involved was because they think the training is interesting. They wanted to learn more. Our Master Gardeners, I would say, as a group, are a very naturally curious group. They love the learning that comes along with it. They also love the camaraderie and the community service, and I would say the camaraderie and that constant learning is what keeps them involved with the group going forward.
Well, I know they talk a good game because they talk about the Master Gardener program all the time.
Yes. Our Master Gardeners are their own best self-promoters because really, I would say pretty much across the board, all of them love what they do in Master Gardeners. And that's one of the real beauties about the Master Gardener program, in my opinion, is you can find your niche. You can find that piece of the program, that project in your community, that outreach that really just clicks with what you like to do. Some of our Master Gardeners really love to help maintain spaces. We have some of our folks that are very involved in like the Atlantic Downtown Beautification. We have a whole group of Master Gardeners that help down at the Cass County Outdoor Classroom, and others help with community beautifications. We've got a large number of our Master Gardeners now, since the statewide Master Gardener program has been focused on food insecurity the last 2 years. So we have a very large number of our Master Gardeners who are getting more into the donation gardening and setting up food distribution points in their local communities. And we have some Master Gardeners who love to go around and educate others. We have some who have done an excellent job of reaching out to local libraries and clubs and community centers and giving presentations on everything from growing food in a small space to container gardening to weeding in the home garden. So everybody that is in the program has really found the piece that means the most to them and that they get the most reward from. And of course, all of it is volunteer hours given back to the community, so the community wins as well.
And you got involved in the Master Gardener program, I assume, because you felt like you had no choice. I mean, I'm heading up the ISU Extension program here. I pretty much have to do it, right?
Absolutely. I will say that I don't joke with folks because I'm actually not a certified Master Gardener because I haven't completed the full course. So the course is 40 hours of education. The course is webinars once a week for about 8 weeks on Tuesday evenings. We also bring in three local speakers during the course. And then the third piece of that is spending a day on campus in Ames. And I've actually never made it to the day on campus in Ames. So I facilitated the class probably 3 or 4, maybe 5 times now, all the way through start to finish, but I never have made it to the day on campus in Ames. And so, but the Master Gardeners, that's on my bucket list, if you will, because my Master Gardeners tell me that really is hands down one of the highlights of the course. The class is taught by ISU professors in horticulture, soils, turf, botany, all of those things. So the students in the course really kind of know who these folks are by the time they get about halfway through the class. And then they get to go spend a day on campus with them. So they already know who they are and kind of what their areas of expertise are. And then they get to go spend a day in the greenhouses at ISU and in the soil lab at ISU and do fun activities and meet Master Gardeners who love the same things they do from all across the state. And then they get to come back and wrap up the class here and go out and find the project that they really want to do in their community. And they just have a blast.
A day job just gets in the way, doesn't it?
It does. And I will say that we have some of our folks who have waited until they hit closer to retirement or empty nest or something to do this program. This is kind of what they see as their next step. You know, when I have the time, I'm going to become a Master Gardener and get involved in my community and find that project and do the things that I want to do. And so this is kind of like their reward to themselves, I guess.
Well, there is a time commitment. Even once you've completed the course, there's a time commitment there. You have to give back so many hours, as you mentioned. You know, and that is something that you do have to keep up with. But it's also something that I think a lot of them really relish. They enjoy being able to go out and share that.
Absolutely. They enjoy going out and sharing that. Like I mentioned, it's 40 hours of education. They complete about November. And then they have till December of the following year to get 40 hours of volunteer service in. And 40 hours, when they first look at it, sounds like a lot. 40 hours once they get to recording it actually is not that much. If you think about 40 hours, that's one work week, you know, so it's not even a full week out of your year. That's 40 hours out of your entire year. And a lot of them, if they are already involved in any sort of community service activities or, you know, gardening projects, a lot of them already have those connections and those tie-ins. If they just report the hours, they're halfway there.
That's true. Just keep up with what you're doing. Talk a little bit about getting organized here. September 1st is the deadline for registration?
September 1st is the deadline for registration. The class actually starts with an orientation on the evening of September 19th. But September 1st is the deadline. That's not our deadline. That is the statewide deadline for the Master Gardener program, unless they want to pay a late fee. And that is because this is a pretty involved class. So there's lots of resources that come with that. So to get them all through the system, because our Master Gardener volunteers do work out in the community with youth and the elderly, and we do run them through a background screening process. So it takes time to get the background screening process done. And then we have to get all the materials here from campus. So the workbooks and the resource materials and all that thing. So just to make sure we have all of our I's dotted and T's crossed by the time that September 19th orientation happens. And also by September 1st, depending on the number of registrations we have, we will make the decision on whether or not we have enough to fill a class here in Cass County as well.
Excellent. And the cost?
The cost is $195 for the 40 hours of education, which includes everything for your trip to Ames that day. Includes access to all the materials, presenters, everything. So really, if you think about the access to all the university faculty, it's a pretty good deal. It sounds like a big chunk, but it is a pretty good deal. To kind of put that in perspective with the value campus places on that, you can take the class and not volunteer your time at the end and just receive a certificate. That is called a pro hort certificate. So you don't get to be a master gardener because master gardeners are community volunteers and helpers, but you will get a pro hort certificate. But if you don't plan to volunteer those 40 hours afterwards, you have to pay $550 for that same access to the education and coursework. I mean, it really is equivalent to signing up for a mini college course because it's fun material, and I would say anybody who has any interest in gardening, whether you've been doing it for years and years or whether you're just getting started, you will have fun and you will learn things in this class. So, you know, it's a fun class. It's not like sitting through continuing education requirements, but it is, you know, a mini college class. So there, with 40 hours of education, there's a little cost involved.
Excellent. Well, gives you an opportunity, I guess, to get your hands dirty during the training and afterward then, too.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, so if you want to know more about the Master Gardener training, consider the opportunity there, and you can always contact your local extension office, find out more details, and see if it's right for you.
Absolutely. We'd love to chat with anybody about the program. There's more information on our website. There's actually a link now on our website where you can apply directly to the program, fill out the whole application there. It'll get electronically submitted to us. But if you don't feel comfortable doing that, give me a call and we'll print off some forms and get you enrolled that way.
Excellent. Master Gardeners, they make your communities a whole lot more fun to be around. So be a part of the deal, huh?
Yep.
Be a part of it. Kate, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.